Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Jenna, how are you?
Morena, I'm great, thank you.
That is good to hear. We've got some big literary things to get stuck into this morning. I know we're going to talk about Coco Solid's book, but The Occam's happened last week. What's going on there?
Oh, it was so great. It was in person at Q Theatre, and we just had a really lovely night. The major winner, or the person who got the most money, is Whiti Hiriaka, who wrote this book called Kurenai Tuku, which is like a pūrako about a bird woman. And it's got such an interesting structure. You can read it from either side, and it kind of meets in the middle. So I actually haven't read it yet. I'll review it later on, because I just need to set myself some space to dive into it. So she won the Jan Medlicott Acorn Prize for Fiction. It's so nice to watch someone win $60,000.
Hard out. That is life-changing money.
Tell you. And then we had some other categories with the Booksellers Aotearoa New Zealand Award for Illustrated Nonfiction. That was a surprise when it went to Dressed, Fashionable Dress in Aotearoa New Zealand, 1840 to 1910 by Claire Regnault. General Nonfiction went to Vincent O'Malley, Voices from the New Zealand Wars. And Poetry went to Tumble by Joanna Preston. And we also had our first book winners as well. The one that I'll mention from there was Greta and Valden, a big BFM tie-up favourite by Rebecca K. Riley. And it's a very Auckland book, and I feel like when I was reading Coco Solid's book, How to Loiter in a Turf War, I was like, this is the Auckland book, Tamaki Makaurau book of 2022.
There's been a really nice collection of voices about, I mean, all of these books are about other things as well, but that sort of centre around Auckland that feel very of the city. And I think Noel McCarthy's book is a bit like that as well. There's like something that just really captures the vibe of the city, which doesn't always get done well, or it gets done deeply cynically. You know what I mean? There's quite often books about Auckland that are very like, ugh, Auckland. Whereas, you know, there seems to be this cool wave of books where there's like a love-hate relationship, but really that deep core of love is what anchors it. I'm very keen to hear what you thought about Coco's book.
I know, I'm so excited because you've read it as well. And what I also wanted to say is that about the Auckland books, and that it's young voices and publishers kind of looking down a generation to see what's coming through. So
totally.
This is the first novel by creative extraordinaire Coco Solid, also known as Jessica Hansel. And we have three main characters. They're POC women living in Tamaki Makaurau and just watching spaces change around them. We have Te Hoia. She's a political science student, and I love this line about her. She's composed with succulent swerves and circles. And Q, she's a poet. She starts work at 4 a.m. every morning at this bakery. She's a bedroom poet, and she's described by Rosina, the next woman. Her bones are a breeze to draw when the pencils are sharp enough. Oh, these great lines. Rosina's this, she's an artist. Her work, this has an amazing cover, and in the book she has drawn the faces on the cover. And she's an artist. She loves the white guys. I'm pretty sure I couldn't find the exact line just before this review. She has Ram in here.
Yes.
Was that Rosina?
Yeah, that was Rosina. Yeah.
And it's not a typical novel. It's short. It's 170 pages. It has poetry, Q's poetry. It has these essays written by a fictional Pacifica academic that Te Hoia's reading. POP Ruta Chris. I loved her essay on Manaakitanga. So these are all Jess's voices, but coming in differently. The bus is such a major... The bus is another character in this book. Waiting for the bus, being on the bus, just... looking at that sign, the bus being cancelled. It's a book about colonisation. It's a book about gentrification. The writing is sharp and spare. She really lets you fill in the gaps and make your own conclusions. So she trusts you as a reader. She's not telling you the whole story.
I think if you like Coco's music, you will really like this book. And quite often when you've got a multi-hyphenate extraordinary artist like Jess, you might like one facet of what they do and then other things might not be for you. But I think really there's a great direct line between the type of writing in Coco's like lyrics and the type of writing in this book. In the same way that music leaves spaces, this book absolutely, as you say, Jenna, has this just like room for it. It feels very like, I don't know, I felt like when I was reading it in that space when you're on a bus or when you're at like a bus stop, and that really was like a real place and a centering for the book in that kind of, I hate the word liminal, but the liminality of that, you know? I'm trying to think of a less wanky buzzword, but, you know, that in-betweenness, there is a lot of that feeling to this book, which I really enjoyed sort of sitting in.
Yeah, the characters, it's like they're kind of waiting for something to happen and everything's changing around them. And you feel like they're on the cusp of doing something. They're in that space in their life where they haven't quite found what's going to be their thing yet, but it's all, the seeds are all there.
Yeah,
it's cool, great cover. Oh, and I forgot to mention these illustrations throughout it. It's just this really nice little package of I can't explain it much more. It's just it feels very cool and clever and it's just super whip smart. That's
totally
what I would say.
Totally. Yeah. I think also it's mucking around with what you expect from a novel in a way that doesn't feel like terrifying to step into, because I think sometimes when there's a lot of like playing around with the structure of a novel, it can be quite a like daunting thing to be like, oh okay, I just want to read a book, I'm not sure if I'm ready to like be taken on this kind of out of time, out of place, different way that the page is laid out type of a journey. But it feels deeply effortless in this book that you almost don't even notice it's happening, but it really elevates the writing.
100%. You'll just read it in an afternoon and feel great for it. And it is the type of book that I can imagine a lot of people reading on the bus and getting snippets of on those little stops and hustling around. It's very visceral. And even though I don't think that it's based on any particular like spot in Auckland, did you find you recognize little bits of it, and then like markets and these streets keep changing, and that like the food trucks and it's taking these little snippets from what I guess we would know as people who have lived in Auckland, but it makes it, you can see that being replicated in places all around the world.
Hard out. It's incredible. I'm not a big one for rereading books, and I will definitely be rereading this because I think there's more to be got out of it from a second read. And also, I know that Jess has released an audiobook of her reading it too, which I think maybe that's how I want to read it the second time. Is
had she?
Have
I didn't
her talk
know that.
On it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm really excited about that.
Totally. So if people want to get this, which they absolutely should, is it on the shelf at Time Out? It's pretty
on the shelf.
Hot property at the moment. Trying to track down a copy has been a bit of a muscle. I've seen a few people, you know, doing multiple stops, but it's on the shelf at Time Out.
It's on the shelf here, and we're just about to get, we've got some more coming this week as well. So good. I think it's a really great present to give to someone. It's a really good present book.
Nice. Hey, thank you so much, Jenna. Pleasure to chat with you. I think we should finish on a Coco Solid song here. So we're going to play Just One Kiss. Thank you for speaking with us. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Ka kite.
Ka kite. Just one kiss, it's not a contract. This is Coco Solid, Just One Kiss, produced by Jizmatron. Definitely go get her book, How to Loiter in a Turf War.
That was Loose Reads.
All right.